Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 7, and we saw in the previous couple of episodes that David had peace all about him. The Lord had given him victory, and David realized that he lived in a house of cedar, and the Lord's Ark of the Covenant with the presence of the Lord was in a house of tent, and apparently he wanted to do something about it. So he says something to the prophet Nathan one day about it. Nathan says, hey, go do what's on your mind. The Lord is with you. Well, then the word of the Lord came to Nathan that night and brought a corrective word. And it says, hey, I want you to say this to my servant David, thus saith the Lord. And he says that to him a couple of times. And he reminds David that he had taken David from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be ruler over Israel. He reminds him that he had been with David everywhere he'd gone. He reminds them that he'd cut off the enemies of David. And then he says this in verse 9. And I want to go back and just look at this a little more. He says, I will make you a great name, like the names of the great men who are on the earth. So God goes from what he had done for David to what he's going to be doing for David, and that he was going to make David a great name, a great name. Now, David is king. He's king over the Lord's people, but he's giving him more detail about it. Then verse 10, he says this. God says, I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them that they may live in their own place and not be disturbed again. Nor will the wicked afflict them any more as formerly, even from the day that I commanded judges to be over my people, Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also declares to you that the Lord will make a house for you. So the Lord is telling David what he's going to do for him. Then he says, what he's going to do for his people Israel. And he comes back and says something about David again. He says, I'm going to make a house for you. In other words, a lineage, a heritage. There will be a house of David that will continue on. We'll see a little more about that in a moment. Excuse me. But for the people of Israel, notice what he says I'm going to do. He's going to appoint a place for them, for my people Israel. He's going to plant them. They're going to live in their own place. And they're not going to be disturbed again. At the time of my recording this, well, I'll give you the exact date. What day is the date? October 16th, 2023. And the Middle East has erupted, and it's continuing to erupt. Hamas has attacked Israel. Israel has responded. And slowly but surely, it's like watching a car wreck. You can see things building and building. I've got a lot of things to say about that, but I'm not going to say it right now. I probably will say it tonight in the Bible study. We're doing a Bible study on Psalms, and we're actually doing Psalms 11 through 14, I hope, tonight. And the 14th Psalm really gives us insight into some things. And generally speaking, the body of Christ has not reacted correctly to all this because we don't know what the truth is. First of all, I'll say a little bit about it. We overreact. Second of all, we think that we are told in the scripture to respond a particular kind of way. If we don't respond a particular kind of way, then God's not going to be able to do what God wants to do. Did you notice what he said here in 2 Samuel 7? I will appoint a place. I will plant them that they will live in their own place. They will not be disturbed again. They're being very disturbed right now. That means that this has not been fulfilled yet. Okay? This has not been fulfilled. And it says, nor will the wicked afflict them anymore. The wicked are afflicting the people of the Lord, and be they the Jewish people or believers. Okay? He says, verse 11, I will give you rest from all your enemies. David, at the beginning of this chapter, remember, was already at rest from all his enemies. So is it just David he's speaking to here? I think he's speaking to David and to Israel both. Verse 12. So he's picked up David again saying, I will make a house for you. Verse 12, when your days are complete and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your descendant after you who will come forth from you, and I will establish his kingdom. Dave is getting a lot more insight from this than he ever thought. It just crossed his mind, I'd just like to build a house for God to dwell in, you know? God lets him know that his days are going to be complete. You will live out your days. That is a truth for every human being. It's a truth especially for believers. The good news is, folks, we never die. We just move from one realm into another realm. When these days are complete, he says, you're going to lie down with your fathers. You're going to go the same way your fathers went. And he's going to raise up a descendant from David who will come forth from you, and I will establish his kingdom. That goes to the making of the house for him. Verse 13, God says this, he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. How long? Forever. This one will build a house for God's name. Not a place where God's going to dwell like what David wants to, but a house for my name and all that is entailed within the name of God. Okay? The Hebrew word for name is Shem, S-H-E-M. Yeah, that's intriguing, isn't it? Kicks you back to Genesis instantly. I'm going to build a house for my name, and I will establish his throne for his kingdom forever. How long is forever? Forever. Verse 14, I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me. When he commits iniquity, I will correct him with the rod of men and the strokes of the sons of men. But my loving kindness shall not depart from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. So that gives us a little more insight about what happened with Saul, isn't it? We know that the presence of the Lord left him, that the Lord left him. But here the Lord describes it as loving kindness. But my loving kindness shall not depart from here. My kness, kased, let me say that correctly. His kindness, his loving kindness, his mercy will not depart from him. Verse 16, your house and your kingdom shall endure before me forever. Your throne shall be established forever. And then God quit speaking. So this is what the Lord said to Nathan, and Nathan went and told David. Notice three times, your house, your kingdom shall endure before me forever. Your throne will be established forever before me. Again, how long is forever? Yeah, forever. And so you say, well, is that in place now? Yes, in a manner of speaking. Is it going to be, shall we say, more in place later? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, one more verse, verse 17. In accordance with all these words and all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. So it was a vision. He saw a vision. Was it a night vision? Was it a vision in a dream? Or was it a vision from the point of view that the word of the Lord was standing next to him? We don't know. We just know that the word of the Lord came to him and that it was a vision. He heard these words and he went and he told everything to David in accordance with all these words and all this vision. So Nathan spoke to David. This really gives us some insight, folks, into what's occurring today and what is yet to occur. 2 Samuel chapter 7. Go read it. Take your time with it and see what the Lord reveals to you. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.